Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 695. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from the Lemon Twigs from New York. The song is called How Can I Love Her More, and it's on the album A Dream Is All We Know that came out May 3rd on Captured Tracks. The album is fantastic. I've listened to it a dozen times. I enjoy it every single time, and there's not one song on that album that I remember. Not one chorus I can sing or even melody that I can hum, which is odd. I think it's because it's such a pastiche. It recreates sounds that have already existed. It does it incredibly well. That is the best Beach Boys since the Beach Boys, but something about the songs, they just don't click. The album, however, is fantastic. So give that one a listen. Tell me what you think about it. I got music for you this week. I'm going to start with a couple of 7-inches that I picked up on a recent trip to Salt Lake City. This one's Blotto, and the song is called The B-Side.
Fox drop. When you do the walk, you do it in style. You just a dance that you can do. You just walk. Oh, you walk. Come on and walk. Everybody walk. You just walk.
Can't stand him. Give me a shovel and man, I plant him. 6 feet under, that's where they belong. I hate banks, is the name of the song. Think I ride myself 102. I hate banks, yeah, how about you? How, how? Well, lend me a nickel and lend me a dime. People says my house any old time. Financial institution. Think they're so highfalutin. Just a bunch of fruits in a three-piece suit, yeah. Trying to steal all my loot. Ooh, things are smelling mighty rank. We must be near a stinky bank. Smells worse than a Rockefeller's feet. Wall Street can't eat my meat. Hey! How, how? Yeah, throw the money changers out of the temple. I hit banks, it's just that simple. Royal crown, pomade tin is a metal thing to keep your money in. Yeah, mason jar is okay too. If you see a bank, well, you know what to do. Now, let me tell you people something. Only banks I like Ernie Banks, all right. And I like the banks of the Mississippi River. Yeah, and I like banks of Fender Twin Reverb, electric guitar amplifiers behind me, raging on the staging, yeah. Well, when I walk in there, treat me like a dog, wanna hit him in the head with the doo-doo log. Republicans, one and all, their tallywhackers are mighty small. Steal from the poor and to give to the rich, wanna make the bank president twitch in a ditch, aw. Yeah, see that teller with the blue hair giving me the evil eye stare. Won't cash my check, don't like my ID. Got the security guard after me, huh? If I was P.F. Sloan, I'd say the Dow Jones can suck my bone, yeah. All right, everybody say these three magic words. I want you to help me say the words. I want you to repeat after me. Here we go. I hate banks. Yeah. I hate banks. Can't stand them. Yeah, how about you? Ooh. Now let me tell you something else. I'm not real fond of the phone company either, you know. Yeah, and I don't like the cable TV company. You know why I don't like the cable TV company? Because they just be stucking that stuff right out the sky. They don't have to pay nothing for it. And I just get me one of them bootleg cable boxes, and I get me one of them there, climb up the pole and stick the thing in. I ain't gonna pay for it, no!
If you're listening on some good headphones, no doubt you heard the vinyl crackle from those three tracks there, starting with one from Blotto from Albany, New York. The song is called The B-Side, and it is, appropriately enough, the B-side to the When the Second Feature Starts 7-inch that came out in 1981 on the band's own Blotto Industries. It's a pop rock record, maybe a little bit of power pop. That song's a good one. The A-side's pretty darn good, too. After that, I played The Inmates from London with the song The Walk. That is the A-side of The Walk 7-inch that came out in 1979 on Radar Records, originally a Jimmy McCracklin song, though that cover there did get the band into the charts. Both of those I picked up at Ranch Records in Salt Lake City a few weeks ago in my travels. Just picked them up because, hey, that record looks cool, or I like that guy's shirt. You take a chance on things like that, and you usually come out ahead, I think. After that, we heard from Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper with the song I Hate Banks. That's on the band's album Frenzy, which came out in 1986 on Restless Records. I think they were based out of San Diego at the time. We lost Mojo Nixon about a month ago. That one hit me pretty hard because in the mid-80s, he kind of introduced me to a whole world of music that I wasn't anticipating. So after he passed, I picked up a couple of records, and I'll be featuring them here on the podcast. And that one there, Frenzy, is just the first of them, and it's a delight. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Now let's move into this next set here. I've got three bands for you that have been making music for a very long time, and they've got new music out, so let's take a chance on them. This is Hot Water Music with the song Chewing on Broken Glass.
It's a jinx if you speak about it when it's happening. Just don't talk, but not to think that you might not get it back. It was strange enough for us already.
Your
condition. $1 billion bucks, one condition. $1 billion bucks, one condition. You wanna spend a penny, gotta ask permission. You wanna spend a penny, gotta ask permission. You wanna spend a penny, gotta ask permission. Dead end come to cure.
That is Comeback Kid from Winnipeg with the song Trouble in the Winner's Circle. That's on the Trouble EP that came out March 15th of this year on Sharp Tone Records. That is an imprint of Nuclear Blast, I believe. That band has been around forever, had a million different members. I haven't listened to them for a very long time, but I picked up that one because that song is rock and roll wonderfulness. The rest of it is a little more like their metallic hardcore that you'd expect, but that song there, oh, that one feels real good. Before that, we heard from La Savi Fav with the song Oi Division. That's on the band's We LSF, which came out May 10th on the band's own French Kiss Records, that band based in New York, and their first record in, I think, a million years. I was a really big fan of them, saw them a million times, and they always put on a fantastic show. And I think they're still doing that based on the little bit we saw of them playing on Seth Meyers a few nights ago. So that album is pretty good. The live show will be fantastic. And then we started that set off with Hot Water Music and the song Chewing on Broken Glass. That's on the band's new album, Vows, which came out May 10th on Equal Vision Records. And that band based out of Gainesville. And again, a band that's been around for a million years. It's the first one I've picked up at least in 20 years. And it's pretty good. I think that song there is good. And the rest of it, well, you know, either you like Hot Water Music or you don't, right? All right, I guess I should wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 695, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, at Sid Much Rock. Look in the concert calendar. We've got Real Estate playing the Truman on the 20th, Camping in Alaska's at Howdy that night, Drifters at the Replay on the 21st, and they're at the Mini Bar on the 22nd. Creepy Jingles is playing Rhino on the 23rd, or Dreamist is playing Farewell. Eggs on Mars are at Easy Inn on the 24th. 25th, Get Smart is playing at Lucia in Lawrence. That night, Radke is at Lemonade Park. Daniel Gum is at the Hickory Moto Union. Shy Boys are at the Emerald. On the 28th, Modern Color is playing Encore. 29th, Necromantics are at Record Bar. 30th, Squirrel Flower is at Farewell. Full Bloods play at Turnsaw that night. Looking at the website, I've got some new things out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the RX Ghost Enemy Airship and Steel Ill show, of the Uncouth River City Rejects D-Fib show, and of the Cheek Face show with Young Gita, I think, out there as well. All right, time for one more track here. I'm going to play something from Arab Strap from Glasgow. The song is called Dreg Queen. It's on the band's new album. I'm totally fine with it. Don't give an F anymore. And that came out May 10th on Rock Action Records. I've loved everything the band has ever done, so maybe I am not a critical listen, but this one's a good one, and this track here is another one that just helps me drift away, just envelops me and carries me away. Very literary and wonderful, just like all of their music is. So when things here. This is Arab Strap with the song Dreg Queen. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
11:53, and it all went south. I remember the moment precisely. The night drained my glass, puffed out my chest, and returned an old smile. Classic banger we hadn't heard in years. It was all we needed. Raise up your dead, lay down your love. We'll cut right through this city. We are ungrown, we are real love. Back in the day, think he ever left a single drink behind. And he wore the weather so well. He looked to me like he'd fallen straight from the folds of a dog-eared love letter. When he took my hand, hold on to me, let go your love. Let's cut right through the city. We'll be right back. Tell her you'll be late, he said. Tell her you need some me time. Tell her you feel obliged to cheer up your frowny-faced friend. Tell her it's a full moon and you just need to howl. Tell her you need answers that only the night can give. Tell her you were bitten by a sparkling vampire who introduced you to an unseen underground world of wonders where the lights burn brighter and music has hands that can heal. 8:46 and I was heading home. Parents took their children's hands as I approached. Strangers on buses gave silent applause.